Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we come to another one of the parables that the Lord Jesus taught, and this parable can be found in Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, and it's verses 15 to 24. It's what we refer to as the parable of the great banquet. The first thing that's important to notice is that indeed there is a great banquet. The Bible is not afraid to talk about feasting. Obviously it's not encouraging gluttony, but at the same time, a banquet, lots of good food and drink, a meal that's satisfying, that's tasty, that's well prepared. This is something that the Bible speaks about. And in terms of heaven, there is a sense that heaven is like a banquet. It's just a place that is full of very, very good things, great variety, great richness. And it's there, prepared, ready, and it's waiting for us to go there and enjoy it in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the idea of a banquet, a great provision, is a very common biblical idea. Then you have, of course, the whole idea of guests and people who are invited. And this short parable talks about an initial list of people who were given the invitation, but for various reasons they don't want to come. And of course, here we understand that Jesus is talking about the fact that the Jewish people were being given the first opportunity to respond to his love, to his teaching, and to the good news that his gospel is. But we know that the Jews, many of them, rejected Jesus. They didn't want Jesus. And of course, there was a vast number in the crowd that called for his crucifixion and death when that time came. So there is the sense of those who are invited, and then the wider invitation goes out. And then it's really just anybody who's willing to come is able to come. And now today, we haven't forgotten the Jew. We want Jewish people to receive Jesus and understand who he is. He is the Messiah. He is the promised one that the Old Testament foretold. But Gentile people, those who are not Jews, we're so happy to say, you are welcome. You can come to Jesus. You can come and feast upon the goodness that he is and enjoy the benefits of his death and resurrection. But it is important just to take a moment to think about the excuses. These are the first group of people, the excuses they make. And they say things like, well, I've bought a field and I'm going to go and see it. And then someone says, I've bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me. And then there's another group where we read, I've just got married, so I can't come. These are different excuses. They have parallels between them. But essentially what people are saying is, however wonderful this banquet is, I've got more important things to do. I've got this field and I want to go and have a good look at it and see whether this investment is worth it. Well, you'll never make a better investment than giving your life to Jesus and coming into the kingdom of God. You may feel that you want to test out some things that you again have purchased, but the best that we could ever do is trust what Jesus says. And the point about marriage, well, I don't want to over sort of use the analogy, but sometimes other people, even a husband or a wife, can be a barrier to coming to Jesus. Important to put him first. We're going to have to pause there, and we're going to listen to some worship. My good friend Patrick will join me in a moment to further explore this very special parable of the great banquet.
Keep on praising you, I'll keep on praising you, I'll keep on praising you, whatever I go through.
I'll keep on praising you, I'll keep on praising you, whatever I go through. I'll keep on praising you, I'll keep on praising you, I'll keep on praising you, whatever I go through. Yeah, I'll keep on praising you, God.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've come now to talk to Richard further about the parable of the great banquet, which we find in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 15 to 24. One thing I notice, Richard, about this story is the context of it, and this is taking place in the house of a Pharisee.
Right, yes.
Jesus found himself quite often in Pharisees' houses, being invited for meals or whatever. So what he's saying here, is it a bit of a dig at the Pharisees?
Well, I think that's inevitably there. He's saying you've got this resources, but you haven't got the most important thing. You haven't got the kingdom of God. You haven't got a relationship with the living God. And therefore, yes, he's certainly taken the opportunity to address where they're spiritually at, because materially they can put on a great banquet.
Jesus' relationship with the Pharisees is quite interesting, isn't it? Because he does spend quite a lot of time that we see pointing out their deficiencies, even though there are some of them who would follow him.
Yes, I mean, it's a relatively small number, it seems, but there certainly were some. But yes, I think that it was because Jesus saw that the attitude of the Pharisees and the Sadducees and some of these religious leaders was not just hindering them coming into a knowledge of God, but they were influential people who were really helping others to go the wrong way. And so Jesus is not afraid to address them, sometimes quite sharply, because he doesn't want people to go the wrong way. He wants people to find the right way.
So let's bring it up to date then, and move away from the Pharisees in the context of the time. But excuses still seem to be something that people will use in order to find a reason not to believe.
Well, I think that is very true. And here you have three areas of excuse, and of course there are many more. But it is very much an inclination to try and get out of what perhaps you know deep down you should do. How can I avoid it? How can I not offend sometimes? Sometimes people don't mind offending. But how can I get on the path I want to go on and not go along this path that Jesus is wanting me to go?
I suppose you can sometimes have honest questions that you want answered. And I suppose it's getting to the point of knowing when you've got to the end of the honest questions and you've got as many answers as you can get.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, all of the excuses mentioned here, there's a degree of selfishness about them. There's a degree of I want to do this instead of doing what God says. And that, I think, reveals that these are not people of depth and sincerity seeking God. But there are people indeed who do have honest questions. They really want to know, and they must not be treated the same. They need to be listened to.
I mean, the lovely end of this particular parable is the fact that, you know, Jesus invites then anybody to come, the poor, the lame, the blind. Anybody can come. Is that something that still applies, that anybody can come to Jesus?
Very much so. It's vital. We're living in a world where this category, if you like, the poor, the lame, the blind, the needy, those devastated by war, by cyclone, as we've heard in recent times as we make this program, those people are welcome. If they call upon Jesus, he will help them. He will save them.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.